This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. It's Open for Business. Sandeep Siley was on the show previously to talk about men's leather shoes with medial arch support and anti-pronation technology. Well, recently he developed the world's first yoga tape and started a new venture to help yoga practitioners manage overstretched pain and prevention of injuries. Welcome back, Sandeep. You know, so from inventing men's leather shoes with medial arch support to anti-pronation technology, what has led you to start this yoga tape?
You see, by training, I'm a physiotherapist, and physiotherapists always think about pain. The common factor between shoes and tape is pain. We are supposed to relieve pain. That's what physiotherapists do. Mm. And shoes we developed had medial arch support, reduced pain in the feet. And I realized many people now are taking up yoga. Mm. And I have friends, those who are doing yoga very regularly, and they're wearing normal generic tapes. I asked one of them, and she says, oh, everybody is wearing it because we get injuries and we get pain, and we apply tape. Then I thought, why not yoga tape? Because people, those who are doing yoga, have a very specific overstretch. It's not like sports, other sports where you keep on moving more, but there are less stretch of the joints.
I see. Because I use, I guess there are a lot of tapes out there. Of course, I use the rock tape for running, and it really helps. So this is different because yoga, you do a lot more stretching.
Right. That's correct. Yoga, you do a lot of stretching. So we had to develop a tape which specifically addresses the need of yoga practitioners.
Okay. Yeah. How long was it in the making, and what was that process like before you came out with this?
It took 9 to 12 months for us to develop. We collected a team of professionals, included physiotherapists and yoga trainers, and a consultant from Australia who is into yoga taping. We had to see how people perform yoga, their postures, how much stretch there is on their muscles, and how much tape should be stretched accordingly, because the tape should stretch as much as the joint stretch. Yeah. So we had to increase and adjust the stretch of the tape to yoga poses.
Okay, so what happened? I mean, in terms of looking for the material, the R&D, what did you do?
Right, we had to find, because you see, these tapes are stretch tapes. If their gluing process is not good, they come off very easily, and then tape becomes useless. So we had to test them, we had to find the material, we had to adjust the glue, we had to also test them under hot conditions, because hot yoga practitioners go and they sweat a lot, so it should not come off. So we did a lot of testing with fabric, gluing, and then we tested in different conditions, underwater as well. Okay. We made people swim with this to make sure that the tape we come out with is one of the best in the market.
So you've patented the product?
Yes.
So is it in terms, because you've got your business with the shoes, right? Yeah. Under Siley Aviroha, what business skills did you use in both? Is it the same distribution network? Is it, you know, what were some of the things? I guess when you're in business, you're in business. Yeah. But what are some of the things that you replicated?
No, this is a totally different model. Shoes are very retail oriented business. This business is very education-based business. So we are using a very different model. We are creating yoga taping instructor certification program. Mm-hmm. We are going to certify yoga trainers to tape, to learn how to tape. So it's education-oriented tape sales. So it's a very, very different model.
So what is this yoga taping certification program?
Yoga tape will be used by yoga practitioners. And a lot of yoga practitioners go to yoga studios where they learn yoga under yoga trainers. And yoga trainers are the one who would recommend tapes to yoga practitioners. Yoga trainers not necessarily are science trained with science background. So we decided to create a certification program which takes them through what is injury, what is anatomy of the muscles, physiology, how body moves, why injuries happen, how to prevent injuries, then how taping helps in injuries, what kind of yoga injuries you may incur, and how do you exactly tape for a particular pose. So we will they'll go through this program, which would be like 1 to 2 days, and after that they'll have to sit through an exam. If they clear that exam, we'll certify them as yoga taping instructors.
Can you share a little bit about how much was invested in terms of coming up with the product?
There's a lot more hours invested than the money invested, because this product is not expensive. So the research took our time more than the money. So I won't say that it was a huge investment to do that. Probably $15,000 to $20,000 That was the only investment we did, and we came out with a good product.
So you thought of the whole process of the product, then it will be available. Where is it currently available?
At the moment, it's available with our company. People can call us to order. It will be available through yoga studios. It will be available through sports studio and online as well.
Okay. Online meaning with the likes of your website?
Yes.
Okay.
They can go through our website and they can order it.
It's Yoga Tape.
Yeah, theyogatape.com.
Theyogatape.com. Will you be looking at making it available globally?
Yes, the tape will be available. There are interests in many different countries. U.S. has the largest interest at the moment. We are working with our business development manager who's taking tapes across the globe, and hopefully we'll have exports to U.S. very, very soon.
Okay.
Yeah, it will be available through eBay, Amazon, all sort of portals where people can just go and buy it and it'll be delivered to them at home.
And it's currently manufactured in Malaysia?
No, it's manufactured in Korea.
Okay. So the technology is Korean technology?
No, this technology has been developing. Everybody is doing different things, like what we did for our tape. The technology originated from Japan. We are doing some production in Japan as well to see how well, you know, the tapes go. If we find good manufacturer in Malaysia, why not? We might move the manufacturing to Malaysia.
Okay. And so is the yoga tape just used for yoga? Can it be used for other sports as well?
Oh, definitely, yes. It can be used for other sports as well. But we wanted to give something very specific to yoga practitioners. And we wanted also them to learn how to do taping. Okay. So other than doing yoga taping certification program for yoga trainers, we will also be conducting yoga taping program for yoga practitioners. It will be a much simpler program. It will be more hands-on, where they learn how to do it. They don't have to go through anatomy and the physiology and the science part of it, but they would know how to tape for specific reasons, like prevention of pain, for pain management or swelling management, or reduction of fatigue.
And I know you're developing an app soon. We'll discuss that in just a moment. I'm here with Sandeep Saili talking about the yoga tape. You're listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Bazaar Football Money, BFM 89.9.
Hi, good morning. This is Frida Liu. If you've just joined us, I'm here with Sandeep Saili from the Yoga Tape. He's also here before under his other business, Saili Viroha, where he makes regular shoes, men's leather shoes with medial arch support to anti-pronation technology. And of course, we're talking about the yoga tape and how it's also just used for yoga, because people stretch a lot more, but also can be used for other sports as well. How much does it cost again?
The tape retail will be 69 ringgit.
Okay. So the idea behind it, that you're also coming up with an app, because, you know, like I've used the other kind of tape for running. It's something that I can't do on my own anyway. I still need someone to help me. So you're coming up with an app for this.
Yes, that's right. This app is very intelligent. In this app, you choose your yoga posture. You can put the name in English or Sanskrit, and it will ask you, why do you want to tape? Do you want to tape it for injury prevention? Do you want to tape it for pain management or reduction of fatigue. Because what the research has found, when you apply this tape on muscle, it actually changes the muscle firing pattern. Mm-hmm. So if the muscles are activated more, you tend to get less fatigue. Mm-hmm. So there are good research is coming on this this tape. So people, those who are doing yoga on regular interval or regularly, will really benefit from it. So this tape, when you go through this app, you choose your yoga pose, you choose why do you want to do it. Once you have chosen that, it will take you through to step-by-step application of tape. Mm. Also, there'll be a video. So if you click on video, it will show you how do you tape for a specific pose.
Hmm. Okay, so you make sure all your areas are covered. Now, in terms of the material use, is it, are some people sensitive to the material being used?
Everybody has different skin. And you can't make any product which is allergy proof, because skins are different, not that the material is different.
Right.
Same material, you can be allergic to it, because this is how skin works. So though this material used in this tape is hypoallergenic, very few people would get some sort of allergy, but some practitioners might get redness or itchiness. What we recommend or that if you get such things, then you just remove the tape.
Okay, although you've patented the product, you know that copycats are going to come by very quickly.
Yes, we are very aware of it.
Okay.
And we know that this will be copied very soon. We probably will see in another year that you would see with other names similar to this.
Mm.
Passing by what we have developed, we have a plan B.
Okay.
And I can't really say at the moment what
right.
we want to do, but we are doing something which will be even better in days to come.
Okay, so compared to the shoes that you have, right, the medical arch support shoes, that's not as easily copied. Or with that, also you get copycats.
There are many shoes available with arch support. We have gone into a very niche market.
Yeah.
These shoes are executive. They look beautiful and they still have orthopedic arch support. Mm-hmm. So I can't say that these shoes are absolutely niche, but the niche market is that they are very elegant. So people come for elegance and comfort. There are other comfort shoes available, but they look ugly.
Okay. So in terms of, like, with this, you say it's a completely different business from your shoes. So what would be the most challenging thing? Is it developing this whole customer base? Is it marketing? What has been most challenging?
Our initial survey showed that the market is huge. And there is a hunger for education. If we make this product tied with education, the sales are going to be great. And we can already see how much interest companies, studios are showing. So the model is going to be train people, train them to use it for yoga poses and their practices, and the tape sales will improve.
Okay. So when you do business, though, do you find sometimes, is it the front end, you know, the marketing, the customer service, is that more challenging, or the back end, you know, the supply chain, the development, what do you find more challenging?
Back end is only challenging when you started.
Okay.
After that, this is like a jigsaw puzzle.
Okay.
When you started, then you have to really conceptualize what's going to happen, and it's all in air. How do you give it a shape? That takes time. Once it has a shape and you start going in the industry to find where to find these, you know, jigsaws of this puzzle, you start finding them. Mm-hmm. And once this becomes takes a shape, then goes to the next level is the sales and marketing. Generally, sales and marketing follows similar pattern. Development takes a lot more thoughts,
yeah.
a lot more thought processes, a lot of brainstorming. Sit down, close your door, think about it, find where you're going to find. Sales and marketing is easier, but equally challenging
process.
Equally
challenging. Do you work with a team? Do you work with a marketing team?
Yes, we do. We also employ independent business development managers, because we are a smaller company. We do not have that much of strength to have people with, you know, high salaries who could give you a lot of support with the marketing and development. We have to do it ourselves, but
right.
we do get independent business development managers, those who help us push our products into different areas.
Okay, so what? So you were saying that you've got something new in this area, a plan B, you know, when this product's up and running. What other, you know, I've seen you from two different things. What other new inventions have you got up your sleeve?
Yesterday we had a talk about braces. You know, people nowadays wear braces
right.
in the knee.
Okay.
And if you have pain in the knee, you use two things. Either you would use a brace.
Right.
Or you would use electrical stimulator. Mm. That stimulator you apply that helps in pain reduction and also in strengthening of muscles. So I was thinking, why can't we combine that? Mm. If your stimulator is attached to your brace inside and is stuck to your skin and it has EMG in it, that is the EMG triggered stimulation, that once you contract your muscle, it gives you a stimulation and you stand up with your brace. It will be an excellent invention to do.
I'm smiling because I know I'll see you in a couple of months or a couple of years time talking about that.
I'll be back.
Thanks for being with us and sharing about your new invention. Sandeep Saili talking about the yoga tape. You've been listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.